flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple things here for you, BT. Last night, I was at the Garden again. My nephew and brother-in-law got tickets. So they're like, oh, we're going to go to the game. I was like, all right, well, you know what? I'm hanging out at SNY anyway all night. Let me see if I could go to the game in between. So I bought a ticket. Mm-hmm. Actually, went Mitchell and Fort Lee. And it's going right now. We found ticket. Dude, side note, tickets to the Garden.
Yeah.
Absurd.
Yeah.
I luckily paid $135.
Where'd you sit?
In the 100s.
Well, Kyle, nice.
Because I needed to be in the 100s because that's where my nephew and my brother-in-law got their free ticket, so I wanted to go see them.
Of course.
And if you don't have Section 100, I don't think they allow you in.
I know what you're saying. You can't navigate your way to them without 100.
So yeah, I just say, get us in the 100s. It actually wasn't bad season. I'd do it again for $135. But like, even $135 is expensive, and I think we were fortunate to pay $135. Anyway, side note. So I took the subway up with Todd Zeal after SNY. He happened to be going to the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that it was some kind of Mets night going on at the Garden,
oh.
But it was, as it turned out. So I have a trivia question for you, and then it's going to lead me to something else that I wanted to talk to you
about. By the way, I will handle the trivia, hopefully. Yeah. So Franco was at the Garden the other night for the Johnnies. Was he at the Garden back-to-back a little Mets night?
He was.
He was. Like, so, yeah, all right, here we go.
And I didn't realize I took the subway with Franco home from the Garden
after St. John's game. Yeah, yeah.
And then I see him at the game last night sitting next to Zeal.
Okay.
So, he was there like I was back-to-back. Okay. So the first question is, I'm going to tell you who was there.
Mm-hmm.
David Wright.
Okay. My favorite Met of all time besides Doc.
Todd Zeal.
Yep.
Johnny Franco.
Johnny.
And Matt Harvey.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you multiple choice on who they showed on the big screen.
Okay.
Was it A, David Wright?
Go ahead.
Was it B, David Wright and Johnny Franco?
Okay.
Was it C, Harvey and Wright? Or D, all of the above?
Okay. Were they all sitting together?
Yes.
Okay, so it could have been a group shot, which would satisfy one of the questions here. I mean, David Wright's got to be in every single one. I would say you got David Wright and Matt Harvey.
Okay.
That's my guess.
David Wright was shown individually.
As he should be.
And then they showed Johnny.
Okay, I got no problem with that. Johnny's a New York guy.
I don't have a problem with that either.
Okay.
They didn't show Harvey or Todd Zeal.
I mean,
like you can't do. I'm fine with doing Wright separately.
Yep.
You can't. You wouldn't show the others at least.
Listen, I know you know Todd, and I like him on TV. But in terms of like a Met player, I mean, Todd Zeal's last, so I don't need to see Todd Zeal. It's not even going to see Todd Zeal on the what an amazing player. That guy is unbelievable.
He played in the 2000 World Series.
Perez, they're going to put him up.
Tebow Perez ended up screwing Todd, as it turns out.
That's why I said it.
Or you couldn't do a group of Mets. Like,
you could have done a group.
Night.
You could have done a
David
group.
David Wright, fine.
Yeah.
Franco was on the 2000 Mets. Todd Zeal was on the 2000 Mets.
Yeah.
And Matt Harvey was obviously a 2015 like World Series, I don't want to say World Series hero, but he was a hero that year.
Refusing to come out of the game and a great season and a fan favorite.
Like Zeal's on there behind David Wright, and David Wright goes to like put his hand up to wave. He covers up Zeal's face. I'm like, that's Todd Zeal.
Did they put the names up? How did you know Zeal was there? Because you rode the train with him.
Yeah, so
if you go to the Rangers game.
You would not know Zeal was there.
Would you have known Matt Harvey was there?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, listen, you could have given them all of them a little pop here, but
okay.
To me, the pecking order would be David Wright,
and you said
Johnny
Harvey.
Franco.
You did say Harvey, though. Like, Harvey's, you know.
I know, but I didn't say who I would show.
Right, okay.
I would have put Johnny over Matt Harvey.
Okay.
But to me, Wright, Franco, Harvey, Zeal.
Okay,
that's
fine.
The order for me.
So anyway, they showed Wright first, big ovation, showed Johnny Franco, and that's how I knew he was in the building. And I go, you're here again, too? And then we were texting a little bit, and he's like, yeah, I got no life. And I'm like, yeah, sounds like a great life to me.
Yeah, I got millions to the bank, and I go to games every night.
You live downtown, take the subway, or whatever it may be.
And a place in Florida, too.
And
you doing all right, John?
So he said something that made me think that I never thought about before. And maybe I was wrong, and I don't think he was saying it in seriousness, although maybe he was.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, I can't get into the Hall of Fame, so I figured I might as well come out to the games. And I was like, LOL, whatever. And then we joke. And I told you, I talked to him the other night after the Giants game.
Yeah, he told me.
I said, he wants, I was like, dude, come in, hang with us for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we'll talk some,
I love Franco.
He's like, what are the Mets getting any pitching? We'll talk to Franco, get him in suit. He's great. I think you can make a case for John Franco to be a Hall of Famer. Now, I never thought that while mm-hmm. watching him.
Yeah.
But remember, it was a... And by the way, I heard the morning show. I had this ready to go anyway off of last night, but I heard the morning show playing a clip of Beningo, who was bitching about Billy Wagner getting in and saying...
He was complaining?
Yes. Well,
God,
I mean, it's Joe. Yeah,
come
he's complaining.
On, Joe.
He doesn't want Vlad. He wants Pete back. And he doesn't want Wagner in the Hall of Fame. He wants Franco in the Hall of Fame. But I do think it's an interesting thing to bring up. At the time where I was watching Franco... Remember, relievers weren't as big of a deal as it seems like they are now. And
well, I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah,
Rich Gossage, Lee Smith, Bruce Sutter, Dave Rigetti, you kidding me?
As far as getting the Hall of Fame, like Hoffman wasn't in. Remember, it took Lee Smith a long time. So I don't even think Hoffman's that great. Now he has 600-something saves, so he's obviously got to be in, right?
I was never a big Hoffman guy.
Me neither.
I really wasn't.
Okay, so he wasn't dominant the way that you would expect. Like Wagner, to me, was dominant. But Franco's got more saves than Billy Wagner. Lee Smith is ERA. Franco's got a better ERA than Lee Smith. I mean, Johnny, at the very least, BT, is on par.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With Lee Smith, he wasn't as dominant as Wagner. You know Franco's career ERA?
I'm looking at it, and I got to tell you, I'm surprised by it.
Me too.
I did not think it was that low.
2.89.
I would have guessed, 3.26. That's a lot lower than I thought.
Trevor Hoffman, and I looked this up just a little bit before. I think Hoffman was, 2.87.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, Hoffman has the 600 saves.
And Johnny's got about 450, right?
Four,
where is he at?
424. So he's got more saves than Wagner, and he's got a better ERA, similar ERA to Hoffman.
Yep.
Better ERA than Lee Smith. I mean, I think you could actually make a case. Now, again, I know it may sound nuts, and my friends are like, he played for 21 years. To have that ERA as a closer for 21 years, by the way, when maybe he got robbed of some saves because back then in the 80s and early 90s, pitchers were going deeper in a game.
True.
I never really gave him much thought. I think now with Wagner in, with Hoffman in, certainly with Lee Smith, who's got in a while ago,
mm-hmm.
I do think you could make a legitimate case for Johnny Franco being an All-Star, Hall of Famer.
What are his comps? I'm just out of curiosity. Then I'll give you my opinion on that. By the way, postseason ERA 1.88, just to further validate. Yeah,
there
okay.
You go.
Let's see.
Right, pitch in a World Series, at least one. Was he with the Reds in? No, he was not. 90.
Wow, he only got 4.6% of the votes. Yikes, that's low.
Yeah, well, maybe he gets one of those veterans.
Maybe. That would surprise me.
Lee Smith had a 3.03 ERA and 478 saves.
Mm-hmm. And played on a lot of bad Cub teams, too. Remember the...
It was never dominant. Like, at least
I thought
mind.
Lee was good. I thought okay. Lee was more dominant at his apex than John. And, I never looked at John as dominant. That's the problem.
You have Franco's numbers on?
I do. Give you the similarity scores, because this will get... So the names most closely related to him... And if you know Baseball Reference, you know similarity scores, you know what I mean, what I'm saying here. If not, just go look it up. It'll take forever to explain. Lee Smith, Sparky Lyle, Jeff Reardon, Kent Tekulve, K-Rod, Raleigh Fingers. All right, Tug McGraw, Jesse Orosco. My first reaction is John Franco was not a Hall of Famer.
Oh, agreed.
It's my first reaction.
Me too.
I also didn't think he had a sub-3 ERA. That did surprise me a bit. And I will admit, I'm a little biased. What was his best pitch, the slider or the changeup? It was a secondary pitch, not a fastball. I think it was a changeup, right?
Kind of a little scoogy, too.
It would kind of bend, like almost toward the ankles. It was had a little screwball element, you're right. And when I look at a pitcher like that, maybe it's unfair to me, but as a closer...
Right, because he wasn't a power guy.
I want some guess.
Yeah,
that's why Hoffman. I did Hoffman's best pitch was a changeup too. When I had a guy coming out of the bullpen and there's two on, two out, last inning, eighth inning, high leverage, whatever it is, I want to know that I got a guy who's going to throw three fastballs or like Mo three cutters. He's going to break a bat or you're not touching it. And John Franco was not that. I never thought he was a Hall of Famer. Close.
Right, but now with others getting in, you could also argue.
I would be more open to him getting a lot more consideration.
Right?
I would be.
Because initially, like, I honestly thought, like, maybe he was just joking around. And then I was like, I gave it some thought. I'm like, looked up some of the numbers, like, hey.
Yeah, it's interesting.
If you have the ERA that's on par with some guys who are in or better than that, and you have the total amount of saves that are on par or better, he's got more saves than Wagner. Wagner was more dominant, so I always skewed dominant.
Me too.
But Lee Smith, Hoffman, I mean, Johnny was just as good.
The other thing, too, because, you know, Franco, is, as we know, was not a career Met.
Yes.
I was going to say, obviously, with Cincinnati. And I didn't even realize, I figured he made one or two. You know, he made three All-Star teams with the Reds. Three.
That's what I'm saying.
So three with the Reds.
Before he got here.
With the Reds.
Yeah.
Now, listen, we do baseball cards, and that was right in my wheelhouse. I'm watching the Yanks and the Mets every night. I did not realize he made three All-Star teams with the Reds. Let's just say he was a career Met, and it came up Tidewater, comes to the Mets in the 84.
Three of those All-Star games with the Mets.
Yeah, and now it's four with the Mets. Is my perception a little slanted? Quite frankly, it probably would be, because for me, especially before like cable and MLB Network, what you did in other cities back then, it was more obscurity. Again, still first glance, no, but...
You have him up right there?
Yeah, Franco's, I got it.
Did he ever lead the league in saves? And if he did, how many times?
He led the league in saves three times, which is not something I would have guessed either. I would have thought maybe once.
I think Lee Smith did it four. Franco should be in. If Lee Smith's going to be in, I think you can make a very good case for Johnny Franco to be in.